This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Have you ever longed for comfort, only to have comfort elude you? This especially happens when the guilt of our sins overwhelm us and we wonder if God could ever forgive us or love us again. And when bad things happen, or when we face trials of various kinds, well, that seems to confirm the fact that God has turned his back on us. How can we know for sure that God loves us? How can we know for sure that God has not abandoned us, especially when things are going badly? How can we know for sure that God forgives us, especially when we feel overwhelmed by guilt? Can we ever hope to be comforted, or will comfort always elude us? Listen closely to the sermon tonight, and I will give you God's answer to those questions. The scripture text for this evening, as I mentioned earlier, is the first two verses of Isaiah chapter 40. But allow me to give you some historical background to this text. The prophet Isaiah wrote this Old Testament book about 800 years before Jesus was born. At that time in history, God's people Israel had turned away from him. They were worshiping the false gods of the nations around them, and they were living lives of unrepentant sin. And even though God had used Isaiah and other prophets like Zechariah to warn them, they ignored God's word, and they hardened their hearts. Now, God knew that they would die in unbelief unless he did something drastic. Therefore, God used Isaiah to write about a future time in the fairly near future when God would send the pagan nation of Babylon against his own people. And God's warning through Isaiah's prophecy came true. Around 600 BC, the Babylonian armies descended upon Jerusalem. They destroyed the city. They leveled the temple. Many Israelites were killed. Many others were taken as slaves, and they would live for 70 years in Babylon. In fact, you might remember that reference in our reading from Zechariah about God being angry with them for 70 years. That's a reference to the Israelites being exiled in Babylon for 70 years. Isaiah chapter 40 deals with that point in Israel's history. It deals with that point in time when they had been in Babylon for 70 years and they were feeling as though God had completely abandoned them. They longed for comfort, but comfort seemed to elude them. They thought God had abandoned them. They eventually realized that they were simply getting what they deserved. They realized they had sinned against God. But sadly, they assumed that God would never forgive them. They had no one to comfort them. What they didn't realize is that they were now finally ready to hear God's word of comfort. You see, before, when they found comfort in their false gods, and when they were taking comfort from the pleasures of their unrepentant sin, at that time they had no need for God's word of comfort. They didn't care about it. But now that their false gods were not there for them, now that all their sins that used to comfort them were now convicting them and overwhelming them with guilt and shame, now they were finally ready to hear and receive God's word of comfort. And let's hear what God said to them. I'd like to read for you the first stanza of our sermon hymn. "Comfort, comfort ye my people, speak ye peace, thus saith our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath death's sorrow's load. Speak ye to Jerusalem of the peace that waits for them. Tell her that her sins I cover, and her warfare now is over. Those words from our sermon hymn were based, of course, on tonight's reading from Isaiah chapter 40. I'd like you to listen again to the first verse of that reading. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now, what do we learn from this? Well, when we foolishly find comfort by turning from God and trusting in other things, when we foolishly take comfort from thoughts and words and behaviors that we know are in rebellion against God's loving plan for our lives, when we do that, we are then unable to receive the comfort that God longs to give us. Therefore, God will do all he can to crush our pride and to humble us until we realize that there is absolutely no true comfort except from God and his plan for our lives. However, when we get to a point where we long for comfort from God, when we finally realize that we are sinners who need God's mercy, when we realize that we need hope in the face of suffering and death, then God is there to speak his word of comfort to us. God told his people Israel that her sin had been paid for, and that she had received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now, what does that mean? Well, some have wrongly interpreted this as though God were saying that they had now suffered for their sins adequately, and now God was ready to forgive them, as though their suffering had somehow earned God's mercy. But my friend, that's totally wrong. You see, the Bible teaches that no amount of punishment that we receive can make up for our sins. In fact, the true punishment that we actually deserve for our sins is eternity in hell. So if God were to give us the punishment we deserve, we'd be in hell right now. But if that's true, and it is, then how is it possible for God to even forgive us? Well, remember what God said to Israel? He said, her sin has been paid for. She has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. You see, when God said that Israel's sin had been paid for, he was saying that someone else had been punished for their sins. That's what God means when he says they've received double for all their sins. What he means is, you've sinned, but now I'm going to give you double grace, double forgiveness. In other words, I'm going to give you forgiveness and mercy that you haven't even earned, because someone else has paid for it. The question is, who is that someone else? Well, even though Isaiah was written 800 years before Jesus was born, this book from the Old Testament tells us who that someone else is. I want you to listen carefully to these words from Isaiah chapter 53. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, sometimes we feel like Israel. Sometimes we feel like we are exiles in a foreign land, and there's no hope for comfort. We face trials and tragedies in this life, and on top of that, we feel guilt and shame over our sins. When the pain and sorrow of life overwhelms us, and when the guilt and shame of our many sins haunt us, we begin to wonder if we'll ever have any comfort. But listen, listen to what God says to you tonight. He says, comfort. Comfort my people. Speak tenderly to them. Your sin has been paid for. In return for your sin, I have given you double grace. Tonight begins the season of Advent. During this season, we remember that God's Son came into the world to be our Savior. And so Advent is the season of comfort. In the midst of all the grief and guilt that we face in this life, God comforts us with His promise that our sin has been paid for. You are forgiven. And the proof is that God punished His own Son in your place. My friends, the cross of Christ is the ultimate sign that God loves you, that He will never leave you or forsake you. You know, after Israel spent 70 years of exile in Babylon, something wonderful happened. God made a way for them to come back to the promised land, to come back to their home. Well, my friends, life in this sinful world is like an exile in Babylon. You see, we're strangers in this world. This is not our real home. We long to be rescued. We long to go to our real home. We long to be in the promised land. Well, I have good news for you. Take comfort. Jesus was born to save His people from their sins. That's why Jesus came the first time. But Jesus will come again a second time. He will return in power and glory. And He will lead us out of our exile in this fallen world, and He will lead us home to the promised land, the new creation, where we will live in God's love forever. So, my friends, take comfort. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.